Okay, so what I want to do today is present what's one of just the perhaps central issues in the Avodah of Yom Kippur. One of the things that's nice but also difficult about learning Yoma is that Yoma, as Rav Aaron said, is an aesthetically pleasing Masechta. It hangs together because it basically builds from the beginning to the end of the seventh parak, because Avodas Yom Kippurim is really one long process. Therefore, if you're not learning Yoma, you want to do like one sugya, so there's a few which are standalone, but most of them are not. So I want to take sort of a more general issue, which is the need for the Kohen Gadol to perform the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So normally, the Avodah can be done, most of the Avodah can be done by any Kohen. The Kohen Gadol has the right to do Avodah if he wants to. But most Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash can be done by a regular Kohen. Now that's not true in Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah. But the question of what that exactly means, right? What counts as the Avodah of Yom Kippur such that the Kohen Gadol is the only person who can do it? What is excluded? Why would you include or exclude the certain Avodot from that equation? All those questions are what I want to deal with. okay. So, starting with source 1. So this is the Gemara in Horiyos Yud Beis. The Gemara says as follows: Tanya Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hayyod. What are the differences between the things that between a Kohen Gadol and a regular Kohen? So Elohim Parabol Kol Mitzvos. So if Klal Yisrael sins and you have to bring a carbon, so then the Kohen Gadol brings a not regular Kohen. Upar Yom Kippurim and the Karbanos of Yom Kippur Vasir Seifa Velo Pareh Velo Foreim. All the differences between them with regards to how they mourn. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become Tamei Meis even for his seven relatives. And Muzar al Besula, and he can't marry, right? He has to marry a woman who was never married. He can't even marry an Almana. And in his death, so someone who's killed by accident goes back from Galus. Right, so he does the Avodah when he's in Avelos. And he gets the first portions of the Karbanos. And he serves with 8 Begadim instead of 4, V'kol Avodas Yom Kippur Menekshir El Abo, and all Avodah on Yom Kippur is only valid with him, Upatar Al Tumas Mikdash V'kadashav, right? That is the programmatic rule. Kol Avodas Yom Kippur Menekshir El Abo. Everything on Yom Kippur must be done through him. Now, there's going to be different iterations in the Rishonim, but basically, there's 2 overarching perspectives, right? One perspective is going to read those words as kol avodat yom kippurim. And so how can you read those words? Right? You can read it in one of 2 ways. Either all avodah which is considered unique to Yom Kippur, meaning those services which are uniquely Yom Kippur services, so ein aksher elabo, must be done by him. The other way to say it is any avodah done on Yom Kippur can only be done by the Kohen Gadol, regardless of whether that avodah exists during the week, regardless of whether that's a normal avodah which happens to fall on Yom Kippur, like the Tumid, and similar avodot, has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Now, if you take the latter perspective, that it's all avodot on Yom Kippur have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, that still can divide in 2 ways. Because one way would be to say the reason that all avodah has to be done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is because on Yom Kippur, any avodah which is done transforms in nature and becomes part of the service on Yom Kippur. I mean, and we'll see evidence for that, but just to throw out one easy piece of evidence is that when we talk about the Kohen Gadol, right, when you read the Avodah tomorrow about the Asar Tfilah, the Chamesh Tfilah V'Asar Kiddushin, there he goes to the mikvah 5 times. During the day, to break up the different avodot, those avodot, some of them are unique Yom Kippur avodot, and some of them are not. And some of them are the tamid. Right? So you see that even the special halachot of the tefillot and kiddushim of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur are incorporated into the special tefillot of Yom Kippur. So one way of saying the latter perspective is that all avodah on Yom Kippur transforms into avodah Yom Kippurim, even non unique avodot. The other way would be to say, no, there's something about the day of Yom Kippur that makes it that only the Kohen Gadol can be Ovid. Or, In other words, as the Acharonim phrased the question, is this halacha a halacha in Yom Kippur, right, in the day, that something about the Kedusha of Yom Kippur makes it that anything that happens in the Beis HaMikdash is now the realm of the Kohen Gadol, or is it a din in the Avoda? Right? It's a halacha in the Avoda that the Avodot of Yom Kippur, either narrowly defined as the unique Avodot, or expansively defined as any Avoda on Yom Kippur, become a part of the Avodah Yom Kippur. Now, what is the difference, right? If you say, once you say that any Avodah done on Yom Kippur becomes part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, then what's the difference between saying anything done on Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol? So the difference is going to be cases which are questionably Avodot at all, right? There are things which are done as part of the quote-unquote Avodah, which are not technically Avodah. So we'll see some of them. For example, Trumat HaDeshen, right? The cleaning up of the Deshen is something that's part of the Beis HaMikdash process, but it's not technically an Avodah. One of them, which we won't get to, is the Shechita of Paro Shel Kohen Gadol, right? Shechting the animal, the carbon of the Kohen Gadol. Now, Shechita, in general, in Halacha, maintains a middle status, because, in general, it's Ksheira Bizar, right? If you have a normal carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, if you bring a carbon, while the latter Avodos, meaning the latter three Avodos, must be done by the Kohen, the Shechita doesn't have to be done by the Kohen, you can just do it yourself. If the Kohen does do it, so it may turn into an Avodah, but therefore Shechita maintains a middle status. So if you think that anything done in the Beis HaMikdash must be done by the Kohen Gadol, not because it transforms into Avodah Yom HaKippurim, but because it's something special about Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to do everything, that may include even things which are not defined as Avodot. If you take the expansive read that any Avodah done in Yom Kippur is now Avodah Yom HaKippurim, that obviously only applies to Avodot. So even in the expansive read, it would be different than saying that anything done in Yom Kippur must be done by the Kohen Gadol. So that is the basic question that we're going to have to flesh out.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is the meaning that it's written the Par Yom HaKippurim in the beginning? And after Kol Avodot, it's not part of the Avodot of Yom Kippur?
It is. And it's a good question why that's isolated. Part of it is because it may have special halachot in and of itself, right? One of the things is the shechita, right? Okay. The shechita of the par, right? I mean, it may just be that it's
no, but isn't it bailus that he has to be the owner of it?
So that's part of the problem, is that what exactly uniqueness of the par? According to Gemara Menachos Yutes, the uniqueness is that he's the owner, yeah, and not just the bringer. And the Gemara in Menachos says the reason that he has to shecht it is a function of the fact that he's the owner of it. The Gemara in Yevamos says, no, there's a special dinzarus, mm-hmm, by Paro Shel Kohen Gadol, right? And again, this relates to the Shechita question. So it's,
but it doesn't
more
deny the bailus of it. In other words,
correct,
it assumed at the beginning of it.
Correct. But even the bailus of it, right, it may be that it's the bailus there.
In the same way that Parabal Kol HaMitzvos, he doesn't have to do the avodah for it. He just has to be the baal, no?
The Parabal Kol HaMitzvos? No, he has to bring it.
But doesn't he does the avodah? Does it?
I think he does. I have to look back at it. It's been a while since I did Hurrios.
Yeah, okay.
It's been many years since I've done Hurrios. Like 10. So, what?
That one.
But yes, Par Yom HaKippurim has even more halachos than him doing the avoda. It is his carbon, whatever that means. It's his, maybe the corporate Kohen Gadol's, right? Because there are nafkaminas in the Gemara of what happens if the Kohen Gadol dies. Do you have to bring another carbon? But that's a share for another time. But, right, it's more than just the avoda and the power of the Kohen Gadol. Okay. Now, the second source is the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Shivat yamim kodem yom kippur, mafrishin kohen gadol mibeis on lelishkas parhedrin, umatkin lo kohen achar tachtav shem yirbo psol. So we don't just start this avoda the day of Yom Kippur, we start it 7 days before Yom Kippur. We separate the kohen gadol to prepare him to do the avoda, and we prepare a backup kohen gadol in case this kohen is invalidated. Now, this halacha adds already to the discussion before we even get to its parameters. One way of understanding this halacha is simply that it's really important the Kohen Gadol is ready and not invalid, so we separate and make sure that he's safe from Tumot and the like. But there is another perspective, which is that being mafresh the Kohen Gadol is in fact necessary to make him into a different type of Kohen, right? You have to actually sanctify him in an additional way, because it's not just that Yom Kippur requires Kohen Gadol. It requires a certain type of Kohen Gadol, a very special Kohen Gadol, Gadol which has been elevated. The Rav developed this a lot in his book, Avodas Yom HaKippurim. If you look in the Perush HaTfilot to Avodas Yom HaKippurim of Rav Moshe Cordovero, so this is pointed out by Avram Stav in his book, Mibeit LaParochet, he actually suggests that the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is some sort of building Kedusha, and the being Mafresh, the Kohen Gadol, 7 days before, is actually part of building up to the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is just the culmination of a seven-day building process from before, because you're actually transforming in some way the Kohen Gadol. You're making him more pure, more holy, to prepare him for Yom Kippur. Okay. So now to the question, okay, what is actually the parameters, though, of this halacha? So if you look at Rashi. Rashi in 3, commenting on the first Mishnah, and Yoma says, Shivas yomim kodem yom kippurim, afreshin kohen gadol. Shekol avodas yom kippurim eino kshera ela bo. Because all avoda has to be done by him. That's why you have to be mafresh him, right? Because normally, you could always have a backup kohen, but you can't here. You need a backup, you need a kohen gadol or backup kohen gadol. K'diyolof behurios, d'chsev gabe yom kippur, v'chiper ha-kohen neshim shach oso, v'gmara befarsh lama mafreshin. Now in 4, Rashi explains, in even sharper terms, what does it mean? So he says, the Gemara there in Chulin is discussing this with Amarek. I won't get into the details there, but he says, Mishum Dam, fine. Vani shamati biyoma. Mishum birov am hadras melech. Vein li bikach. We'll leave aside what he heard, and we'll go to his position. De im kain, kol avodos nami. Vare akostuv hikbid bikoin godol vegiresh es rov ha'am. The reason the Kohen Gadol has to do the avoda is because the Torah wants him, and we expelled everybody else from the Beis HaMikdash. Now, from Rashi, it sounds like the halacha of kol avodas yom kippurim ein aksher el abo is a din in Yom Kippur. Is that on Yom Kippur, we expel everybody else from the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Kedusha of Yom Kippur is such, or alternatively, Avram Stav suggests this as well, the Kedusha of Yom Kippur accentuates the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash such that the Beis HaMikdash becomes so holy on Yom Kippur that no one else is allowed to be there, right, involved in the Avodah. It's not just the Avodot of Yom Kippur. It's that Yom Kippur transforms the aura of the day, the aura of the place, and therefore even things which aren't necessarily Avodot Yom HaKippurim will have to have been done by the Kohen Gadol. Yeah.
Can you explain the HaKohanim part? Because they were all there standing.
So we're there, but we're there as, you know, passive. We're passively,
so you say,
right?
Oh, you mean from the
avod, right? From doing anything, from being participants, right?
Isn't the whole idea of like kedusha at a certain level and not being able to tolerate it a physical issue?
Possibly, right? I mean, how we understand Kedusha and what it means, right, is complicated, right? I mean, of course, it could be from the Kodesh Kodesh and from the Kodesh, right? Not from the Azara, right?
Yeah, so maybe they weren't allowed into the Kodesh.
Right, or something like that. But this is sort of one perspective, that the reason you need the Kohen is not just because the Avoda, it's because everybody else is just invalid in Yom Kippur. The day, the aura, the ambiance, whatever it is, makes it that the Kohen Gadol is the only person who's allowed to act. Now, taking to that logical extreme would mean literally the Kohen Gadol has to do every single avoda on Yom Kippur. The problem is the second perk of Yoma sounds very much not like this, because the Mishnah says as follows: Ma'aseh sheyushneim shavin v'ratzin v'olin b'keves v'dachav echad men ez chavero v'nafal v'nishbar raglo. There was once a case, there were two Kohanim, they were running up the ramp of the Mizbeach, and one pushed his friend, and he fell, and he broke his leg. So when the Sanhedrin saw that people were in danger, because they were so involved in the Avodah that they didn't even see the person standing next to them, or they were actively harming them, so they instituted that the payasot, the lots, to choose which Kohanim would do the Avodos. Arba payasot, hayusham, mizeo payasot rishon. So the first one was, who's going to do... Right? Who's going to do the Truma on the Mizbeach? That's one. Apayas Hasheni. Mishochet. Right? The first one's the Tamid. The second one, Mishochet, Mizorik, Mibidash, and Mizbeach, Apanimi. The second one was who's going to Shecht and who's going to do Zrika on the And who's going to do the dish on the inner mizbech? And who's going to clean the menorah? Menalei varm the kevesh, harishon varegel shtei adayim vaukad varegel vachazav vagir shtei atvanos. And who's going to bring up all the different parts of the carbon to the mizbech? Vakirbayim vasoles vachavitin vayayin shlosh osar ganim zachobon. There were 13 different galanim that were involved in bringing up the parts of the animal to the mizbech. And Amar ben Azai lefnei Rabbi Akiva shum Yeshua derech. They would bring it in the way that it walked. The third one is for the Ketores. The new people have never done the Ketores in their life, have never been involved in the Ketores, so they get a chance to be in the lottery. The fourth one is who will bring up the Evarim from the ramp to the Mizbeach itself. Okay, well, without getting to all the details of the Kachim stuff. As I said, Yoma is an aesthetically beautiful mesechta. First through the seventh perek, discuss the Avodas Yom Kippurim. And then, in the middle of the second perek, you have the discussion of the Payasot. Now, some of the Payasot clearly are the middle of the week, are a regular day, right? Like the Ketores. The Ketores on Yom Kippur, no one argues, has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. But the question that Rishon looked at was, how much of a sore thumb is the second perek in Yoma? Right? Is it that really everything on Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol? And so some of these payasot are irrelevant on Yom Kippur, but some of them are still relevant, right? Not the Ketores, fine. But, I don't know, bringing up, right, Dishon HaMizbeach, fine. Cleaning off the Mizbeach, that regular Kohanim could do on Yom Kippur. And the reason this Mishnah comes, these Mishnahs come up in Yoma, is because even on Yom Kippur, there were avodot not done by the Kohen Gadol. Or do you say, no, we use the opportunity in the second perek to discuss thing, right, to discuss, things that happened during the week, but in fact, on Yom Kippur, every single avoda was done by the Kohen Gadol, and therefore the payasot were absolutely irrelevant. And on Yom Kippur, it just happens to make it into the second perek. Yeah, Pesach.
I mean, here it's not nikra whether it's talking about chol or on Yom Kippur.
Correct. That's the point.
The question,
correct, right? And that's what the Rishonim were trying to figure out. Right? Was how much does it stick out in Yom? Is it that most of it applies in Yom Kippur, right, applies in Yom Kippur, maybe some of it doesn't, or none of it has to do with Yom Kippur, because the Kohen Gadol was doing everything, the Payasot were irrelevant in Yom Kippur, just was thrown into Maseches Yoma.
They could have asked much stronger. There's another Mishnah, I think it's in the third or fourth parak, that talks about how they, I think it's Menorah, they were stirring the dam, and the Kohen Gadol gave the dam to another Kohen.
Right, but
he's clearly involved in the Avodah.
Fine, but they're not, the Rishonim don't ask on things where it's actually impossible, because you could always just, you can always say that the Kohen Gadol has to do everything unless it's physically impossible for him to be doing it because he's doing something else at that moment, which is what's going on there with the mirror. Right? He's doing the middle, he hands off the dam, he goes and does other things. So that is sort of a parenthetical issue, because you could always say the Kohen Gadol has to do everything that's physically possible to be done. Here, it's a whole perek, right? The whole perek just stares you in the face. It implies that other Kohanim doing work on Yom Kippur. But the Balamor denies it. The Balamor in 6 says no. Those people wrote the piyutim and put discussed, because our piyutim discussed these, said those that piyutim that discuss the four lots on Yom Kippur, to kulan b'mishnoseinu. It's a mistake. Velo hevinu ki apayasoda chashuvim b'mishnoseinu l'sharim onashanahim velo b'yom akipurim l'fisha kol avodot hayom einak sherel b'kohen gadol. What are you talking about? There were no lots on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there's one lot. It was the one, right, that was cast when he was decided to be the Kohen Gadol. It's not even a lot. When he was chosen to be Kohen Gadol, you built in that he will do everything on Yom Kippur. There are no lots on Yom Kippur. So, our opening question, right, how extreme is it? Is it that Yom Kippur gets rid of everybody else from doing the Avoda, barring things which are physically impossible, and the Kohen Gadol does everything, or are there other Kohanim involved? The Balamor, and I think Rashi, right, say the halacha is anything done on Yom Kippur is done by the Kohen Gadol. Again, that leaves it open to two formulations, right? Either that Yom Kippur is so holy, the Beis Hamikdash is so holy on Yom Kippur that no one else is allowed to do any Avodot, right? But it's not a din in Avodot Yom Kippurim, and therefore it might even apply to things which aren't Avodot at all. Or no, everything in the Beis Hamikdash transforms into Avodas Yom Kippurim, and therefore the Kohen Gadol must do it. But that's the position of the Balamor, possibly of Rashi, that everything must be done by the Kohen Gadol. But that is not the majority position in Rishonim. So if you look now in 7 in the Rambam says as follows: Avodas kol chameshes rebehemos elu akrevim biyomzeh einel v'kohen gadol b'vad. All the karbanos that are brought by the Kohen Gadol. Echad kohen amashiach b'shem and amesh chomer mubegadim. Whatever type of Kohen Gadol he is doesn't matter. V'im ayse Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, af musaf Shabbos ein makrovos al the Kohen Gadol. So the musaf too has to be brought by the Kohen Gadol. V'chein shar avodas shel yom kigon haktoras shekol yom. And the regular ketores and the cleaning of the candles, everything's under the Kohen Gadol. Nasui, a married one, which here the Rav was medayik that it's not just a accidental halacha that the Kohen Gadol has to be married. It actually defines the type of Kohen Gadol that can do avoda on Yom Kippur. Is a married Kohen Gadol? Shneimar v'herbado uvad beso uveso zuishto.
It's always like that. Kohen Gadol couldn't be Kohen Gadol on Rosh Hashanah either unless he was married.
Right, but the question is that... No, that's not true. No.
You're talking about Chazan. That's a
Chazan. We're going to come back to that. We're going to come back to that.
Which is its own discussion.
We're going to come back to that at the end, very briefly, like in 10 seconds at the end. Fine. Okay. Now, from the Rambam at this halacha, I would have said, the Rambam seems to say like the Balamor, right? Everything, even the Musaf, which is, you know, something you bring on every Yontif, you have to have the Kohen Gadol do. But it's not really true, because if you look in 8, Seder Kol HaMasrim Shebi Yom Zeh Kachu, Kachatzos HaLayla, Mafizin Shumas HaDeshen, Masadis HaMarach, HaMadajan HaZbech, Shosim HaChol Yom HaLa Seder Shebi Arna, Shegi L'Shechitas HaTomit. Because the Rambam actually said this is not true. Some of the earlier avodos, like Dishon HaMazbeach, can be done by regular Kohen, like they can the rest of the year. So, the Or Sameach suggests a middle position. And he says, okay, one possibility we'd said was that the Kohen has to do everything in Yom Kippur. Another possibility was he only has to do Avodas Yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur. A third possibility that we mentioned is no, maybe normal Avodot on Yom Kippur transform into Avodat Yom HaKippurim. Now, if there was one Avoda, right, which is not unique to Yom Kippur, but could most easily be integrated into Avodas Yom HaKippurim, I would have pegged that at the Musaf, right? Because the Musaf comes on every Yom Tov, but it reflects the day that it, right, the Kedushas Hayom of every Yom Tov it's brought on, every Shabbos it's brought on. So if there is an Avoda which is not unique to Yom Kippur, but could easily be considered part of Yom Kippur, it would be the Musaf. So the Or Sameach, that's what the Or Sameach writes, that the Rambam is a middle position, right? That it's all Avodat Yom Kippurim, plus any Avoda which can easily integrate into Avodas Yom HaKippurim must be done by the Kohen Gadol. Hence, Musaf, and he writes in 9, V'chein nirali, Dikdushas Yom HaKippurim, Chayla al Shabbos Gamkein, Lakdishu v'shvoz mikol achila, Dikdushas Yom HaKippurim, Gam l'Shabbos Ahanish, Yukdash b'inus nefesh, V'chein Yom HaKippurim, Shchal b'Shabbos, V'chol ishich b'sakonish, Shetarach lechol mor ani, Delo mekadish gam al Shabbos, Dikdushas Shabbos, Ashalo lechol bo. And he says, what did the Rambam say? Not only is Musaf of Yom Kippur, right, brought by the Kohen Gadol, but if it's Shabbos Musaf, it's also brought by the him. He said, why? Because the Kedusha of Shabbos is also affected by Yom Kippur, right? If Shabbat plus Shabbat Shabbaton fall on the same day, then it's not just that they happen to come together. Shabbos itself is integrated into Yom Kippur. And therefore, any Avoda which we can say is integrated is going to become part of Avodas Yom HaKippur. Now, what's his proof? I didn't bring the whole proof, but his proof is the Gemara in Zvachim about Tadir Umekudash, right? Where the Gemara says explicitly that on Yom Kippur, that on Shabbos, right? The Gemara is trying to figure out what you bring first, right? The Tamid or the Musa? Not the Tamid. Tamid always comes first, right? The Gemara is trying to figure out what goes first, right? The Musaf, which is Mekudash, and other things which are Tamid. But then the Gemara says, no, wait a second. Anything on Shabbos is also Mekudash, Bekdusha Shabbos. Right, so the Or Sameach says you see that sometimes everyday avodot, when done on Shabbos, are transformed into Shabbos avodos. Well, the same thing is true as Shabbos Yom Kippur. The Musaf of Shabbos on Shabbat Shabbaton is not just the Musaf of Shabbos, which happens to be brought in Yom Kippur, it's the Musaf now of Shabbat Shabbat Shabbaton, right? The triple Shabbos. And therefore, the Rambam, he thinks, hold that any avoda which is intrinsically avodas Yom HaKippurim or can be integrated into avodas Yom HaKippurim must be done by the Kohen Gadol. And in 10 and 11, I put two pieces here from Avram Stav in his book. He pushes this a little bit farther. And he says, Avram Stav was in the Kollel with me, so I heard many of these shirim from him in the Kollel, and then he published them. He's very good. She said, "Yitachen shzo gam kavanaso shel bal sefer mayim chayim al haRambam sham shetola tzatzorch going gadol b'chol avodas hayom ba'alach al Moshe miSinai hamechayev chamesh tefilah biyom haKippurim." This is what I mentioned before. Where would the Rambam have gotten the notion, right, that even the regular avodot can integrate into avodot yom haKippurim? From the chamesh tefilot, from the fact that the musaf and the tamid are going to be brought as part of the seder haAvoda. Right, with the chamesh tefillah and the asar kiddushim, haynu kadesh yu chamesh tefillah biyom haKippurim, tzarich shakohen gadol yase gam avodat atmidim shevigdei zahav v'kach yachlif begadim chamesh pa'amim. Right, so here he's understanding the Rambam more expansively. Right, that no, the Rambam really thinks all avodat yom kippur, not just the musaf. The Or Sameach said the musaf of Shabbos on Yom Kippur integrates into Avodas Yom Kippurim. But he said, no, the next possibility is what we'd suggested, that all Avoda on Yom Kippur integrates into Avodas Yom Kippurim, proven by the Chamesh Tfilot V'Asara Kiddushim, and that's why you need to do the Avoda with the Kohen Gadol. Midvar v'olesh halachos u'mitzarefet gamet avodot atmidim l'seder echad sheyotzer kiyum mishutaf. And then he adds an 11, and this is from Rav Lichtenstein, that havana zo yicholah gam lashpial tisan behurat tzorach b'kohen gadol b'avod hayom. Taking this perspective, that you even need the Kohen Gadol for other avodot because they integrate into avodas yom haKippurim, right, sheds light on our general understanding of the need for the Kohen Gadol. He said that tfisah pshuta yishikolah chan memedot shichal yasod b'kohen gadol. The simple understanding is just to say that the reason we need the Kohen Gadol is because we need the Kohen Gadol. Achmori v'Rabbi Rav Aaron Lichtenstein hitziya lahavin shatzorach the Kohen Gadol who mitzad hayecholot shelo la'ached ed ha'avodot hashonot k'dei seder achad. Rav Aaron takes it the opposite perspective. It's not that the reason you need a Kohen Gadol is because the avodot already integrated into Seder Yom HaKippurim. The reason you need the Kohen Gadol to bring the Talmud and the Musaf is so that they will be integrated into Avodat Yom HaKippurim. By requiring the Kohen Gadol to do everything, you are creating the Seder HaAvoda, which includes Gam the Tmidin, Gam the Musafin, and the Ktoret, and the special Karbano. Right? It's not that we start by saying every Avodat Yom Kippur is part of Avodat Yom HaKippurim, that's why the Kohen Gadol needs it. It's we require the Kohen Gadol so that we can integrate everything in this holistic picture that has the Chamesh Tfilot, the Asara Kiddushim, the Tamed, the Musaf, etc. Gisha zum mityashevet heitev in dvarayinu b'shitan Rambam. Korban ha-tamid lo mitkadesh ba'ofen sho'ofecho to lavod shetu nako in gadol. Right? You don't have to say that the tamid becomes, right, is sanctified more and becomes the avodah of Yom Kippur. Ela hofech liot chelek miser da avodah. It becomes part of the process of the day. Ratzif, right? A continuous process. Shemikabelet mashmuto rak im nasal yideya kohen gadol, which gets its unique character only because the Kohen Gadol is the one who's doing everything from the morning to the night. Okay, so to summarize where we are so far, right? We have possibility one is simply Yom Kippur comes, the Kedusha Hayom, Kedusha Makom, whatever, tells you the Kohen Gadol has to do everything. It's not about the Avodah, it's about the day, it's about the space, it's about the atmosphere. And therefore everything is done by him. And that's the position basically of the Baal HaMor. Then there's the position of the Or HaSameach within the Rambam, which is at least Avodah that easily integrate into the Avodah have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, because, right, then they become Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The slightly more expanded version of the Rambam is no. Any avoda on Yom Kippur transforms into avodas Yom HaKippurim and therefore must be done by the Kohen Gadol. And then there are two perspectives in that. Either because it's automatic, right? Every avoda in Yom Kippur becomes part of avodas Yom HaKippurim and that's why the Kohen Gadol has to do it. Or no, it's the exact opposite. That we require the Kohen Gadol to do everything on Yom Kippur to give it a special flavor, to integrate it into Avodas Yom HaKippurim, hence the Chamesh Tfilot and the Asara Kiddushim. Yeah.
By the second view, though, if the Kohen Gadol didn't do some Avodah, would it be? I mean, the first view, it's clearly possible you didn't do Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But the second view, so it doesn't have this,
right,
extra
perhaps,
quality, but maybe it'll still be okay.
Correct. Right? One could entertain that possibility, right? I mean, you could always say no, that the Gzeres HaKozov tells you you have to do it that way, right? But you could entertain it. And again, that's going to be evident on the margins on the possible exceptions to this halacha, right? Which is, we'll get in a moment. Okay.
Is it fair to say that the distinction between the two positions you just mentioned is the Kedusha, so to speak, in the Yom, and therefore only the Kohen Gadol can handle it, or is the Kohen Gadol infused with the Kedusha, and therefore we use the Kohen Gadol to elevate other seemingly...
Right, I mean, that's what Rav Lichtenstein is really saying, right? It doesn't start with the day, right? The Kohen Gadol, right, starts with the Kohen Gadol, and he imbues, right, the atmosphere, right, with...
But isn't it a bit of a chicken and egg? Because the fundamental Kedusha still comes from the Yom, but you use the Kohen Gadol who prepared for the Yom to elevate other seemingly more mundane elements of the
Yom. Yeholia. Right, like Yeholia. I mean, they're obviously related, right? But yes. I'll just throw out, what would support the first view, though, right? So Rostov says at the end of this article where he discusses this point is the fact that in general in Yom Kippur we see a blurring between like normally on Shabbos we have many different halachot, but they don't necessarily integrate. In Yom Kippur the Rambam explicitly says that the inuyim is a function of shvisa, right? You're chayv to be shoves, right? And you start to see blurring of lines between malacha and the inuyim, and the Rambam also has language that blurs between the inuyim and the avodas yom kippurim. So you do see language that Yom Kippur is this unique thing that brings with it isuri malacha, brings with it, right, shvisa from, right, the Rambam's lashon, shvisa from ta'anugim, right? It's not that you have, the inuy starts with it, it's that there's an absolute cessation of normal activity, which allows for uniqueness in the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's all part of one big ma'arech. Okay. And you see that also from the fact, right, that the positions that Yom Kippurim are, the avoda of Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash was mechaper to those who fasted on Yom Kippur, right? There's this weird, right, integration of basically everything happening in Yom Kippur in and out of the Beis HaMikdash, which adds to the perspective that perhaps everything starts with the Kedushas Hayom, with this, right, this sui generis Kedusha of Kedushas Hayom, and affects everything else. Because this is a nice machshav, I'll say it now, even though, right, really, I should just say it at the end, but to make sure I get to it, Rosenzweig likes arguing that it's not just that Yom Kippur is unique, right, and it happens once a year. Right? He notes that one of the halachos we have by Yom Kippur is that the Kohen Gadol is never allowed to reuse the begadim from a previous Yom Kippur. And based on that, Rosenzweig likes saying that Yom Kippur isn't a yearly experience, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that happens every day. Right? It's not just that Yom Kippur once a year creates it, that every Yom Kippur has this unique, right, aura that is not like the Yom Kippur before and won't be like the Yom Kippur after. Yom Kippur is a day where we do something that's absolutely radically unique, right? We just get an opportunity to create a unique experience once a year. But no Yom Kippur is like anything else. Hence, all the strangeness that we find. Okay, now continuing in the Rishonim. So, the Ramban. Now, the Ramban, we'll see, has two different positions. There's the Ramban in the Ramban, and then there's the Ramban as he's quoted by the Ritva. So we'll start with the Ramban as he's quoted by himself, right? So, Amar HaKosev. Gam b'nei ifla. Aval afisir avodas habavli amar miyomei rabosenu kosev bo payasos v'chem devarab payet arishon v'lozer v'lozer v'lozer. He challenges the Balamor. The Balamor had said nothing is done by anybody but the Kohen Gadol. So I don't understand why they're the payasot. But the Ramban defends it. He said, what are you talking about? The Gemara has a perek in Yoma devoted to the payasot. And why are you throwing away the, right, kalir? Why are you throwing away the paitanim? They were also tamidei chachamim, and they thought they were piyutim and Yom Kippur. And it's that piyut is found by everybody, right? By the gaonim, by the rishonim, who he calls the achronim, who we call the rishonim. Obviously we do, because, fine. It can't be everyone who made a mistake. Well, the Balamor hazeh livado nitnano chichma. To this luminary, right? The pun, fine. This luminary alone was wisdom given. Ve'ein lezarim ito. V'nasati libi lidrosh v'latur heyach shanu zeh ha'perek v'seder yoma. And I asked, so I decided, I'll investigate, how is this in Yoma? Shu amur ala seder. V'hacha b'zeh ha'perish ein bo davar miseder ha'yom klal. He said, Yoma is a beautiful mesechta, as I said, right? Everything's about seder ha'yom. And what, pitom? There's a whole perek that doesn't fit. I understand, a prat here, a prat there, fine. A perek? V'od heyach shanu osam stam v'lo perish ha'dvar ma'murim. And why didn't they just say, parentheses, this is during the week, this is a normal day, and not Yom Kippur, chutz mi Yom Kippurim. Lefichach nir ali, so I think the Balmor is wrong. Ki yesh sham payasot la'olam v'afil mi Yom Kippurim, there are payasot, even Yom Kippur. V'heim shnuyo b'mishnotenu. That's why there are not mishnot. Echto v'enyan b'kan. Sha'afo b'shenu miderach ha'zever v'ein. Sofek sh'apayas arishon shu trumat ha'desh and whole vu kosher kodem chatzos. Ein avodas yom ha'kipurim el avodas laylo v'ein ukoin gadol klaus lo nin ukoin gadol el avodas hayom. He said, why is it though? He said, the first one was for trumas ha'deshen. Trumas ha'deshen, cleaning them is bad from the night. That's really avodas layla. Right, it's real, and the halach of Yom Kippur is only that avodas yom hakipurim have to be done by the kohen gadol. Avodas laila, no. That's why the pious rishon is relevant in Yom Kippur. Va'al yishabesh alecha datcha masha amru beperakama b'yom kippurim diikar chulsha the kohen gadol avdinim mechatzos shikach perishu mitoch shavod mutal the kohen gadol merubos tarminin mechatzos kadesh lo yiru pneim mizrach. Don't make the mistake because it sounds like later on that the kohen gadol is doing with Truma Sedeshin, because we make all types of dispensations about it because of the Chulsh of the Kohen Gadol. Kedish Leir Pnei Mizrach, Vene Adayin Svichim Lichom and Mizbech, Vene Mitzah Tirchos of Kohen Gadol Mizraba, Shavodos Yiyu Tchifos Olav. Levirach Tormin, Lechen Kshira Mizrach Miyad Norid Kohen Gadol Vizatvila, right? The whole discussion of why, what time we do the Truma Sedeshin on Yom Kippur Mishum, Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. If you look after the ellipsis, he says Shema Minashel Otar Madesh and Losir Marach Al Sharak Onim Tarmu. He said no, which is everyone else was doing it. It was just that we did it early enough to create it, to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol time wise. But he wasn't actually doing it. Vizeo Pius Arishon. Hasheni Rov Balei Akrovos Reshuv Amro Bo Mi Midashin Mizbeach Apinim Mi Midashin Miznora Velo Kazuv Bo Mi Ashochet Bo Mi Azorek Velo Mi Malav Erem Lekeves Mibnei Sheshchitas Atamid Afal Pishlo Matzina Sheshchita Pshula Afilu Bizar Mikol Makom Eino Nazis El Bekoin Gadol Shem. He said Ayom. He said the second one. So he said, look at the pious. Normally it would include the Sheshchita of the Tamid, but in the Mishnah it doesn't say the Sheshchita of the Tamid. Why not? It's true during the week. Right, you have the pious, you have a lottery for who shechs the tamid. He said, because the shechitas ha-tamid is done by the Kohen Gadol, even on Yom Kippur. But bringing the Evarim up to the Kevet, up to Mizbeach, that isn't done by the Kohen Gadol. The shechita is. Right, and the Yizrika, the Halak, Shein Shez Belabo, obviously the Yizrika and the Halak, that has to be done by him. Shein Lem Pai is Klau. Mi Shein Ein of Trutos Yerim Yizeh, Shevino Risham Avoz, Shein Kohen Gadol, Vnizru Ben Veloz, Shamula and Pais. Aval Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, Ein Avodaz Yom, Avodaz Laila, Dumya Daharamas, Deshon HaChitzon. And if you skip, right, to the other bolded part, he says, V'od Sheikor Dishon Nireh Shumi Divrayim. Besides, it's not just that Dishon is Avodas Laila, it's Derabanan. Shein Lo Ikra Min HaTorah Mikol Makom Ein Safek Shubi Kohen Hedyot V'Tzarach L'Payis. And then he goes through all of them. You just look at the last two lines. He says, V'nimtzul Meidim Ezem Hem B'Yom HaKippurim V'Ezem V'Shara Yomim V'El Melch Yoshev HaKisei Rachamim Yizkenu L'Ros B'Vinyan Beis Olamim V'Asei Da Divrei Mi Kayamim. Right? Amen, yeah. Right, so he says, the Ramban says, no, it's not true. There are, in fact, avodot that are done by non-Kohen Gadol. But which avodot are there? So he said, look, there's avodot, and then there's ancillary avodot. So he said, any primary avoda, shechitas hatamid and the like, has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Presumably because it integrates into avodas hayom. Ancillary avodos, right? So remember our original formulation, right? You have the position of the Baal Amor. Yom Kippur, right, kicks everybody out. So therefore it's everything, even kanirat, dishun hamizbeach, which is not really even an avoda. Then the perspective two. No, only avodas yom kippurim. So he said, okay, but even with an avodas yom kippurim, you can go in two ways. One is to say, we'll take that expansively, that any avoda done on Yom Kippur integrates into avodas yom kippurim, therefore must be done by the Kohen Gadol. The second possibility is only unique avodas of Yom Kippur must be done by the Kohen Gadol. So the Ramban takes 2a, right? That it's not that on Yom Kippur only the Kohen Gadol is oved. It's that anything which is avodas yom kippurim is done by the Kohen Gadol. But we take that expansively. And we integrate other avodas, which are not unique to Yom Kippur, into the avoda. But you can only do that to things which are bechlal avoda. But Trumas Hadeshen, which is either avodas laila, and therefore not part of the Seder Hayom, not part of the Chamesh Tvilot, the Aseret Kiddushim, or, according to a second possibility, it's Derabanan bechlal, right? Can't integrate. And therefore, we're going to include as many avodot as can plausibly be called avodot Yom HaKippurim into the avoda, not just unique avodot Yom HaKippurim things, but it has to be avodot. So that's position 2 A, yeah.
I mean, does this have to be true that the Rambam is holding that? The Rambam agrees also that Truma Tadeshin and things were done.
Correct. The Rambam, so right, the Rambam seems to be very similar to the Ramban, right?
You could take it the other way and say, even if we're talking about the Kohen Gadol and the need of the Kohen Gadol to the Avoda, this is just simply not.
Right, you could go, I mean, the Tzorach, the Kohen Gadol, right, but right. It's only on things which are.
Whatever.
Correct, right, you can take it, right, meaning it's somewhere, right, like either the way the Or Sameach understands the Rambam, right? Right, I mean, the Ramban and the Rambam are actually very similar, or almost identical.
So you have to account for
it. Right, I mean, the Rambam and the Ramban may be the same, right? I mean, there may be slight nuances between them, right? But either taking the integrate, right, I mean, this is, two, the Rambam also took approach 2A, right? That we integrate other things into the Avoda, right? Right, I mean, yeah, I mean, the Rambam is also with the Ramban in 2A. He doesn't take up the question of how do you explain the Piyaso. The Ramban, most people think the Rambam and the Ramban basically say the same thing, right? Which is position 2A. Right, so Balamor is position one, right, that it's about the ambiance of Yom Kippur, right? Rambam Ramban, it's about integrating more Avodot into Avodot Hayom, right? Position three, which is no, only Avodot Yom HaKippurim have to be done to the Kohen, is the Ramban's position as quoted by the Ritva. So in 13, he says, B'shem Rabbeinu HaGadol Rabbo Zal, presumably the Ramban. It could be other people because it goes against it. But everyone, for some reason, assumes this is the Ramban and not, I don't know, the Ra'ah. Maybe it's the Ra'ah. Right, but I think it's the normally he calls the Ramban the Rabbeinu Agadol. It's just that here there's a stira to it, so maybe it's somebody else, but probably the Ramban. And despite the fact this is not popular to say in political discussion, right? People are allowed to change their minds, right? So it could be the Ramban changes his mind. It's not impossible. So he said, anyways, we quote the Rabbeinu Agadol. He says, Amarli shehu savard midoraisa ein chov going gadol el bavodos hayom mamash. Deoraisa, the only thing going gadol needs to do, this is 2B, are the unique avodos of Yom Kippur. But then he adds a caveat: aval tmidin vaavodos shel kol yom v'yom shares afil going gadol. Right, even the tumid, right, which is in the middle of the process of the Asara Kiddushin, right, the Chamesh Tefillah of the Asara Kiddushin, doesn't have to be done by Kohen Gadol. El of the midst of a Kohen Gadol Tvei, but then he backs off. Right? So he comes over the middle, it's 2B with a caveat. Right? It's D'oraisa, only the unique Avodot of Yom Kippur must be done by the Kohen Gadol, but there's a Lichatchila to have the Kohen Gadol do everything. Now, why would that be? So now coming back to Rav Lichtenstein, right? It could be that Me'ikr Hadin, right? The basic halacha is the unique avodah of Yom Kippur need the Kohen Gadol. But why would it be l'mitzvah tvei for the Kohen Gadol to do it? Because if the Kohen Gadol does everything that's from the beginning of the Chamesh Tefillah and the Asara Kiddushin, so then he manages to integrate, right, even the avodah of every day, which happened to have in Yom Kippur, into the Yom Kippur avodah. Right? It's not that we don't obligate it, but we encourage it. Right? So the potential is there. Now this might be, coming back to Pesach's point, the nafkamina, right? You asked, does it matter where we start, right? With Kedusha Yom Kippur or Kohen Gadol? So maybe, right? Because here, saying Be'ikar Adin, it's just the din of the Avoda. But the Kohen Gadol has the ability, right? Not the obligation, but he has the ability to enhance Yom Kippur, right? It doesn't start with Yom Kippur. It starts with the Kohen Gadol's ability to add to Yom Kippur in a way that isn't actually necessary. Rabbanan, but then he says, but midar Rabbanan, we require it. Rabbanan shavu chova b'kohen gadol af betzmidin v'lo hatiru. But even when they obligated on their Rabbanan level that the Kohen should do everything, right? That was only avodot, right? So you have three levels: d'oraisa, unique avodot must be done in kohen gadol. Midar Rabbanan, anything which qualifies as an avoda at all must be done by the Kohen. Midaraisa, it was lechatchila, but not required. And level three are things which aren't even avodot, which even on a derabanan level, or even on a lechatchila level, we don't require the Kohen Gadol to do. And that's lohatiru el advarim she'inam ikar, avoda, kosa shamru, kirtsu, mirek achar shchita, al yado, right, the miruk of the shchita, and go lehevich b'mazlek, lehapich b'mazlek, right? Right, so bringing up the Ivarim, the Kohen Gadol chalosh, ozan avodas tmin, av Kohen Edyon. And he said, and if the Kohen Gadol is weak, so even the Talmud could be done. V'hainu diktani tanit dini payas mechilti. And he said, so why did the payas come up? Not because you normally did it on Yom Kippur, but because if the Kohen Gadol was weak, because the tzorech b'Kohen Gadol is only derabanan. If the Kohen Gadol was weak, we waive the derabanan, then you would need payasot. Actually, need payasot on Yom Kippur for all of these ancillary avodot. Right, not just like the Ramban, that it's some of them, right? All of them would be done Yom Kippur, but only if the Kohen Gadol was weak. Okay.
So even the non-Avoda things should probably be done by the Kohen Gadol just out of Hira Mitzvah even then?
No, no, according to him, the non-Avoda aren't even Lechatchila.
Not Lechatchila.
It sounds like not even Hidra Mitzvah, not Dilach, not anything. Right? Trumas Hadeshen and the like isn't even in the count. Right? It sounds like.
But why not?
Because it's not because not an Avodah.
It's not, but if you're...
Well, I mean, that he says is excluded. He says, right, Dilach Hatchila is the Tmiden, the Pious Odor, even for, remember, the Ramban excluded Shechitas HaTamid from the Pious. The Ritva is including it explicitly. Right? He's saying, no, no, ancillary Avodah, there isn't even a Lechatchila. Right? Actual avodo, there's at least a lechatchila, and you shouldn't do a pious. But if the kohen gadol is sick, so then you would do a pious for the tamid. Tosfos in 14 says, "Im kein avi leavodo ba'acher, avi matzi nami lemivrachim kein avi leshchita b'shnayim." Forget it. The Tosfos says the same thing, right? The Tosfos as well has the distinction deraisa derabanan. Right, just look at the last three words. V'yishlomim kol makom pasul miderabanan. Right, that many of these halachos, right, he also recognized, like the Ritva, that there's a deraisa and there's a derabanan. Okay, so to summarize the positions we've seen, so you have the extreme position of the Balamor, which is that on Yom Kippur, the existence of Yom Kippur means that the Kohen Gadol has to do everything. That's it. It starts with Yom Kippur, and that's it. Then you have the possibility it starts with the avoda, but that in one of two ways. We'll start with 2B, because that's the more limited and the most straightforward, which is, midaraisa, the only thing that has to be done by the Kohen Gadol is avodot Yom Kippurim, the unique avodot Yom Kippur need Kohen Gadol. Everything else, the Tumid is brought during the week by a regular Kohen. Why is Yom Kippur different? Then there are the Rishonim who are saying, no, anything which is avoda on Yom Kippur integrates into Avodas Yom Kippurim, hence the Chametz Tfilah Aser Kiddushin, and therefore even those things which aren't normally going to have to, aren't unique to Yom Kippur, will have to be done by the Kohen Gadol if they qualify as an Avoda. And that's the position of the Ramban, that's the position of the Rambam, as explained by the Or Sameach, etc. Then within 2b is the caveat of the Ritva, that even though this is true b'di'eved, Lichatchila, even on a Daraisa level, the Kohen Gadol should do everything, because even if it's not necessary, it adds something, maybe like Rav Lichtenstein says, it's what it allows everything to become one Michlal, right? One process. And Midarabanan, he thinks it became Chova, assuming the Kohen Gadol is strong enough. But even on the Darabanan level, and even on the Lichatchila level, the things which aren't primary Avodo get excluded from this discussion. Yeah.
Could you look at the machlokes between the Balmor and the Ramban and the Rambam as just a question of whether certain things are considered? The Ramban's language is avodat lila versus avodat.
Correct.
Lila. Anything which is
correct.
Avodat
part
lila,
of, correct. You can either view the machlokes Ramban Balmor in the overarching sense, or you can say they're arguing about each of these little things. To what extent are they avoda and not? And that's why I put in the next one a few of these exceptional cases where either they weigh in on the larger machlokas or they're a local machlokas about the status of each of these things. So just look quickly at them. So one is one I mentioned before, is Shechitas Paro Shel Kohen Gadol. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, Idmar, Shechitas Paro Paro, Paro meaning Paro Aduma, and Paro is Paro Shel Kohen Gadol, Rav and Shmuel, Chadam or Paro Psula, Paro Kshera, and the other one goes the other way around, okay? So you have a machlokas in the Gemara whether the shechita of the par has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Now the problem is that shechita in general is kasher bizarre. So how could it be that in Yom Kippur you would require shechita to be done only by the Kohen Gadol? So this is what I mentioned before, and this is my chabur in the Kol Gavos. I'm not going to get into all of it because I'm partial to the sigya. The shechita is an interesting thing because shechita can be done by a zar, but there's a lot of evidence that when it is done by a Kohen, it is an avoda. When it's not done, right, it's not that it's an avoda which can be done by a zar. It's part of the avoda process that can either be done as an avoda or be done as a non-avoda. Right?
So that's an elevation done by the Kohen.
By the Kohen in general.
To what the Kohen
correct.
To.
Right. So I suggested at the time that part of this machlokas might be, right, either, right, if you assume that shechita could be an avoda. So if you think that on Yom Kippur, anything that could possibly be an avoda, we integrate into the avoda process, so then you have to integrate this as well. If you understand that the reason shechita isn't done by a Kohen is because haraya, it's not an avoda ever, then how could you say the Kohen Gadol needs to do it? The only thing Kohen Gadol can possibly do is avodot. But that's part of a longer discussion. But to know that this is a machlokes, which depends, first of all, on why shechita is lav avoda in general, what that really means, and it depends on how you understand Yom Kippur, but that's at least one of the issues you're going to have to examine. The Gemara on that, in 16, says, Tanakh Medir Rabbi Yochanan, Kol shechita shkeres bizar, chutz mishal para, and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Puk dani levra, lo matzino shechita bizar psula, Rabbi Yochanan lo mi bay letanu lotzayes alfiu lirabe lotzayes. Don Rabbi Yochanan Rishon Rishon Yotzadak shchita is para bizar psula vani yom rakshera lo matzinu shchita shepsula bizar. The Gemara seems to conclude that it has to be kasher, but why kasher? Because lo matzinu shchita shepsula bizar. There is no such thing as shchita which is psula bizar, which works according to the Rishonim, who think that what shchita lav avoda means it's literally not shchita avoda, and therefore it can never be that you can require a kohen, or in this case the kohen gadol, to do it, because it's not an avoda at all. The havamina, when you see what the Gemara is responding to, right? Rabbi Yochanan clearly didn't hold that way. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you can have shchita, which is psula bizar, because shchita is an avoda, which we allow a zar to do, right? And therefore there could be ones, right? If it's a shchita we allow a zar to do, well, on Yom Kippur, we don't even allow the Kohanim to do regular avodot. So just like we exclude, right, the Kohanim from other avodot, we could exclude a Zar and a Kohen from the Shechita. The question, right, seems to be, to what extent is Shechita in general an avodah such that we could potentially require the Kohen Gadol to do it, or is the reason from the fact that we allow the in general, non-Kohanim to do it, it shows it's not an avoda at all. Again, this may come down to shechita b'bailim. It may not be a din avoda. That's the way the... And again, this seems to be a stira between the Gemara and Menachos and Yevamos. The Achronim have long discussions how to deal with it. But that's one issue that may come up. Another one is hagrala, right? Is the casting the lots for the Sir Mishtalech and the Sir Lashem, which is not a classic avoda. So the Mishnah says in 17, Taruf Bekalpi, Vehelashne Goralot, Echad Kazav Alav Lashem, Echad Kazav Alav Azazel. Haskan Bimino, Rosh Bezav Bismolo, right? So you have this, right, lot. You have the Kohen Gadol in the middle, you have the Skan on his right, and you have the Rosh Bezav on his left. Im shel shem ala bimino, askan omar lo ishi kohen gadol, hagbe yemincha. Im shel shem ala bismolo rosh bezav, omar lo ishi kohen gadol, hagbe smolcha. Fine. So in the Gemara says in 18, masnizin dloke aitana, detani b'udom, rishim r'lazar, askan v'kohen gadol, machnizin yadol v'kalpi. The Mishnah says that the kohen gadol does the goral. The Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah says the skan and the kohen gadol don't just stand there, they actually do the hagrala itself. So then the Gemara says, "V'nemele skan kevin lo sag biyadei chal shadaite." Fine. So then the Gemara says, "V'maikup mifkli." What are they arguing about? Marsava yamina de skan adif mismoli de kohen gadol, or marsava ki hadadin inhu. Right? They're arguing about whether it's better for it to come up in the right hand of the skan or in the left hand of the kohen gadol. Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's better that it should, whoever does it, the kohen gadol or the skan, that it should, wherever the it ends up, it should be in the right hand of whoever's doing the avoda. And the Mishnah, right, the Tana in the Mishnah, the Tanakama, thinks no, that the kohen gadol should even do the hagrala. So this is one of those questions, right? Here, right, you have a machlokas in the Gemara with something which is a quasi-avoda, right? You have one shita which says the best thing is to have the Kohen Gadol do everything. The other shita is no. It's only best to do that the Kohen Gadol do it if it'll be in his right hand. Now, without getting to all the signatures of the Hagrala, you see here that this is a, right, borderline case where it's sort of an integral part of the avoda on Yom Kippur, but it's not really an avoda, right? So you have anytime you have a borderline case, that's where you're going to have a machlokas. You're going to have shitas who are going to say, yeah, it has to be done with the Kohen Gadol, because in some way, shape, or form, it's part of Avodas Yom Kippurim. And other people will say, no, you can only require things which are actually avodot. Again, these are each sugyas in their own right. But I just wanted to raise the issues. Again, Trumas Hadeshen, we've already seen, is one of the issues that comes up, where the Mishnah had said, B'chol Yom Tarmin is Mizbeach B'kriyas HaGever, Samachol B'nefam B'lachom B'mazgur Mechatzos. Whatever, you know, I'm not even going to reread it. But as we saw, Trumas Hadeshen, the Ramban already rejected it and said we don't need to do it because it's avodas laila. But again, Trumas Hadeshen would be another one of those test cases where it's not really an avoda, or it's not avodas yom. So where are you going to put it? And Tosfos has a discussion as well of the machlokas of exactly to what extent do we require the Kohen Gadol to do it, and what extent do we exclude that from it. Another one is Hakdaras Emurin. So here I just gave you Stav's summary of Hakdaras Emurin. So he says, Hakdaras Emurin Yom Kippurim, right? Because this is a different type of nafkamina. So far we've seen things that happen on Yom Kippur, right, that might not be avodo. Now, what happens if Haktaras Emurah Yom Kippurim, which happens after Yom Kippur, but is related back to Yom Kippur? So now, the Nafkamina would flip. If you think the reason that you need Kohen Gadol is because the Kedusha of Yom Kippur requires only Kohen Gadol to Avodot, so then on Motzai Yom Kippur, when you're doing Haktaras Emurah of Yom Kippur, you don't need the Kohen Gadol anymore. But if you think it's the Avodah which requires it, that might even require the Kohen Gadol on Isruchag, right? On Motzah Yom Kippur, because it's not about the Kohen Gadol. It's not about Yom Kippur, it's about the Avodahs of Yom Kippur. And since the Emurin are related to the Avodah of Yom Kippur, even though it's no longer Yom Kippur, you might need the Kohen Gadol. So it's the flip type of Nafkamina. So he summarizes, Akhtaras Emurim Yom Kippurim, Dibur Rishonim, Ad Right. So far, we've talked about things that happen on Yom Kippur, but aren't really avoda. But divrei achronim efshar lemtzo diyun gam im kreyafuch avoda shemavah chilek miseder avoda v'lo nasib yom kippurim. Something which is partly avoda, but it's not on Yom Kippur. Namely, l'chol karbanos hayu emurim chalak min akarbanim yodim liyisarav agam yizbech shem uktarim lakar akrava. Right. There are always leftover things you burn on the night after. Haktaras emurim I say holy moshech gam balayla shachrei akrav as a carbon, right? It can last to the, through the night. So ma dina shal haktaras emurim karbonos avodas yom kippurim. Ha'em hitun akohen gadol mishum shichelek meseder avoda, because it's the end, right? The cleanup of the avoda, so it doesn't have to be done by kohen gadol. Osha ain hitun akohen gadol mishum shinases acharei shavar yom kippurim, or not, because it's on motzei yom kippur. So v'sefer am boha de sifrei. Perush al Sifrei Zuta Meis Rabbi Yaakov Zev Yoshkevich, whatever. He brings this chakira. He says, "Imetzar Kohen Gadol Noveh Me'Azmanam Yuchad." If it's about the time, who pokeh Im Siyum Yom Kippurim V'Imu Kashur LeSeder Avoda Hu Kaim Gam Akdaras Hemurim. But then Stav notes, "Im Zot Yesh Makom LeVakpeg B'Tliyah Zu Mishnei Tzadeh." But you could say that it's not really contingent on Rishayel at all, because he said Michad Yidchein Shegam Matzarch Kohen Kasher LeSeder Avoda Einu Midchein Laktaras Emurim Shum Shiavoda Sheinam Makevitz Kapara. On the one hand, you could say even if the Kohen Gadol has to do all Avodot Yom Kippurim, Laktaras Emurim is like other things which are half Avodot, right? They're not Ma'akev, right? So you could just say the reason you don't need to do Laktaras Emurim because it's not a full Avoda, like Trumas Hadeshen. Like, then he quotes the Ramban. Alternatively, you could say, why are you saying that Motzah Yom Kippur doesn't have Kedushas Yom Kippur? In the Beis HaMikdash, the day goes from day to night, not from night to day. So in the Beis HaMikdash, Motzah Yom Kippur may have Kedushas Yom Kippur. So you could negate this Chakira in both directions, right? But that's at least another thing to think about. Okay, I just want to do a few Nikudot L'machshava here quickly.
Wasn't the Haktaras Emurim deliberately delayed until night because they didn't want to basically hog, you know, real estate on the Mizbeach when they were there?
No, you started at night and just continue. You started right before.
A normal day.
No, you started before and then it continues.
But why wouldn't on
Afterwards. I'm just trying to get a few Nikodot L'machshava. Okay. In 23 is just what I noted before. Was Stav's suggestion the reason that we might have all these unique halachos is because and Yom Kippur might require so much is because Yom Kippur spills, right? The Kedusha spills into the Malacha, spills into the Inuyim, spills into the Avodot, and they're all connected. You can read that inside. The last things that are worth noting are that, again, we've seen all these possibilities, right? That either it's that Yom Kippur is unique, or is that the Avodot of Yom Kippur are unique, or that Yom Kippur integrates other Avodot into the uniqueness of Yom Kippur. It's always important to remember, however, that according to the Gra, right, this is always how the Rav and Raran always used to talk about Yomah, the Avodah Yom Kippurim aren't actually unique to Yom Kippur. According to the Gra, right, if you look at the Pshuto Shel Mikra, the Seder Avodah Yom Kippurim isn't about Yom Kippur, it's about going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gra argues that in the future, the Kohen Gadol can only go into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. But Aaron himself could go into the Kodesh Kodashim whenever he wanted, as long as he did Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim. Now, if you say that, right, then it's clear it's not about Yom Kippur, it's about the Avodot, right? Because it's a way of preparing yourself for meeting with God in the Kodesh Kodashim. It's not about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur just happens to be the day the average Kohen can do it. But the average Kohen Gadol can do it. But Aaron himself, right? Could do it all the time. And if you say that even on, you know, a random Wednesday, if when Aaron wanted to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, he had to do all the avodot, Haraya, it's not about Yom Kippur. It's about these type of avodot acting as the proper preparation for he who is going to go into the Kodesh Kadashim. So back to Pesach's question, right? This is a nafkamina. It's not about Yom Kippur, right? It's not, right? It's about the Kohen Gadol. It starts with the Kohen Gadol. It doesn't start with Yom Kippur. It's just that that happens to meet each other. Right.
Said, come talk to me on Yom Kippur.
Exactly. But for Aaron, it could be any time. Now, the Svarno says something shocking in 26. And he says, Yarachos Aaron. He says, He says the opposite. Well, not really the opposite. He says something which is sort of related, but the opposite. Right? Which is, where the Gra says that the Kohen Gadol, that Aaron had the option of being the Kohen, being Yom Kippur-like any day. The Svarno said, no, it was the opposite. What creates the Chiyuv to do the Avodah B'Kohen Gadol? It's the enhanced presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the Midbar, God's Shechina was Shoreh in an Anan all the time. And therefore, every day was Yom Kippur. And therefore, even when you weren't during the Avodah Yom Kippurim, right, what is Mechayev doing all the Avodah Yom Kippurim Gadol? The Shechina. And in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, when the Shechina was always there, even the Menorah, every single day, even not Yom Kippur, even if he wasn't going to go to Kadashim, had to be done. Because the Kedusha starts outside, not in the day, but in the Shechina. So, again, you have both the Gra and the Svarno who emphasize the fact that, right, as much as we think this is unique to Yom Kippur, it might either be all a function of the preparation required to meeting God, or according to Svarno, the proper response to the imminent presence of God whenever that happens to be. And the last thing I'll note, just to get to Pesach's point, is that there is the Shita of the Rama, which, who says, by Slichot, right, that the person who davened Slichot has to daven all tefillot of the day. Right, and the Achronim try to figure out why this is, and they bring all types of reasons. One of the most interesting I saw was from the Ratz Katzvi, from Tzvi Reisman, which is that we're trying to recreate the Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, as we said, where you have the ability to integrate other things that are normally weekday activities, but when done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, they take a different right flavor. We're trying to do the same thing throughout Aseres Me'etshuva. And even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we tell the person doing the Slichot, who's the Mechaper, right, who's the Shliach Tzibor, daven everything to remind us that the uniqueness of Yom Kippur was that the ability to take things which weren't Yom Kippur-like and turn them into Yom Kippur-like on Yom Kippur, which is, I just think, a nice way to end, that even though we don't have the Kohen Gadol, right, that notion, the Yom Kippur is what gives us the ability, because of our closeness to Hashem, to either be allowed to or be required to integrate other things into the uniqueness of Yom Kippur, exists at some level in our tefillot, even if we don't have the avodah of Yom Kippur. So, Gemar Chasimah Tova.